Welcome to Top Secrets of Promotional Product Sales. Top Secrets. How to increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business. Guaranteed. Now, David Blaze.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. You know, the promotional products industry has gotten a lot of black eyes over the years, mostly for its penchant for putting untrained individuals in front of clients and trying to pass them off as professionals. It takes more than speaking well and dressing well to actually be a professional. We'll talk about what it really takes in this week's podcast. How qualified are your salespeople to speak with clients? Have they really been taught the fundamentals of promotional product sales? If they have been taught them, do they implement them on a predictable and consistent basis? How confident are you in the ability of your salespeople to accurately represent you, your company, and this industry? No one sets out to create a mediocre sales organization, and yet they are all around us. We're sometimes able to spot mediocrity in our competitors, in our prospects, in some of our clients, and sometimes even within ourselves. We see average performers doing average things, collecting average pay, and living an average lifestyle. Some become content with mediocrity. Others just develop a tolerance for it. The problem may be that they're brand new to the industry and just don't know what to do yet. Or maybe they've been involved for some time but were inadequately or inaccurately trained from day one. In either event, the result is the same. It creates a situation that is unfair to the sales reps because they've not been given the tools they need to succeed. It's unfair to prospects and clients because we're wasting their time with people who are ill-equipped to handle their promotional problems. And it's detrimental to our business success because it's nearly impossible to make sales that way. And ultimately, the reputation of the entire industry suffers. To make matters worse, these individuals are often nice, bright, articulate people. They may be highly motivated. They may even be good at selling. You recognize that at first, that's why you hired them. But if you send them out to face clients without being trained in the essentials of promotional product sales, they are almost invariably doomed to failure. They lose motivation, they lose confidence in themselves, and they burn out. However, for those who have mastered the essentials of promotional product sales, it's an entirely different story. Let's look at this from the standpoint of a typical promotional products client. Pretend you're the client here. You're a small business owner or perhaps a marketing director. You're constantly being telephoned and cold called by all kinds of people who want to sell you all kinds of things. Meanwhile, you've got budgets that need to be met and sales goals that need to be hit. You're behind on projections and you're under pressure to perform. You have a certain finite amount of hours in the day for meeting with people, talking with sales representatives, and handling all the other details of your job and your life. So you have to choose carefully. You can't just set up appointments with everyone who calls and asks for one. So you prioritize. You make decisions based upon the information you have available to you. Then the intercom rings. Your assistant says that there are two individuals who want to see you, but you only have time to meet with one of them. One would like to show you a customer acquisition program that has increased sales and consistently produced above-average results for other companies in your industry. The other one wants to know if you'd like to buy some mugs and t-shirts. Which one would you take the time to meet with? Of course, both of these individuals are promotional product sales representatives, and shame on you if you didn't recognize them. The difference is that the industry professional is there to provide solutions to the customer's marketing challenges, while the other one is peddling commodity products. With all of the polished, well-dressed competition for your prospects' and clients' advertising dollars, we can't afford to be mediocre. That's why we must demand excellence in our sales organizations. But we can only do that if we have first instilled it. Therefore, we must also demand excellence in ourselves, in our support staff, and just as importantly, in our clients. We can't afford to let our clients invest in mediocre promotions. Too often a client will say, "I want to buy 288 coffee mugs," and we ask what size and what color they want. Forget about the size and color. Ask them why they want to buy 288 coffee mugs. Who are they going to give them to? What's the purpose of the promotion? What is it they're trying to accomplish? What do they want the recipient to do when they get the item? What's the call to action that will be printed on the product? The answers to these types of questions will help you to structure a successful promotion. If you're willing to just slap a logo on something and then allow your client to hand it out without thinking through the purpose of the promotion, it is very unlikely to work. Because it's not a promotion. It's a giveaway. Big difference. A giveaway will not benefit your client, and without a benefit, why would he or she ever place a reorder with you? So do what professionals do. Industry professionals behave as other types of professionals. They don't sell stuff. They solve problems. Doctors generally make good money, and that's because doctors are professionals. They take the time to talk with you and ask intelligent questions. They help you determine exactly where it hurts. Then they use that information, apply their expertise, and arrive at a diagnosis. Once that process is concluded, they recommend a solution and call your prescription into the drugstore. At that point, you travel to the drugstore and pick it up. You take the prescription to the counter and you pay the cashier. Now, the doctor makes a lot of money, but the cashier makes minimum wage. Why is that? It's because the doctor is providing a solution. The cashier is just selling product. Demanding excellence means making determinations about your career. Are you the doctor or are you the cashier? Are you solving promotional problems? Or are you just selling product? The answer will determine your success in this business. I'm David Blaze. Thanks for listening.
Have a question you'd like to have answered in a future podcast? Call the Top Secrets Podcast line. Toll free at 1-800-494-2721. Extension 202. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Increase sales, improve profit margins, and grow your business guaranteed. Top Secrets of Promotional Product Sales.